I'm recalling that skin cancers go up by some percent, and it's really getting pretty bad pretty fast. And you're right, they don't talk about that. They talk about the hole like it's somewhere else. Don't worry about it. Wrong.
Well, I would put antenna up and watch for the following. And if for real perceptive people, you might suspect that if science is aware, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, in conjunction with NASA and the Department of Defense, is aware that there is a very big problem out there. If that problem becomes one of national security,
yes.
Ironically, where ecology becomes a national security issue,
yes.
And that's happening now. I have inside information.
I know you do.
And at that, you might see classified projects to manipulate. I won't use the word term manipulate. That's too strong. To attempt
not
to
really.
Ameliorate and mitigate those conditions. So
well, you can't change the conditions without trying to affect the weather. I mean, let's face it. It's these conditions we're worried about. So they have to be. Manipulating, that's not an overuse of that word. They have to be in some way manipulating the process that's causing the weather.
Well, I would never have imagined a point or in my life, I would have never imagined a situation where ecology, global ecology, would become a national defense issue, and yet we are now faced with that. And so you might expect to see some classified or sense. Let's say, use that word, some classified projects that concern themselves with reestablishing homeostasis or equilibrium at certain levels of the atmosphere.
Let me ask you a question, Ed.
Shoot.
This comes real close to what you can't talk about and never have talked about on this program.
You're going to bring up chemtrails?
What I'm going to ask, though, now, don't say a word yet, please. Would it surprise you to know that a lot of people believe that chemtrails are an attempt to manipulate our weather? Would it surprise you to know a lot of people believe that?
No, it would not.
Okay. All right. The question on a lot of minds out there, I mean, if things continue as they are now, for example, Ed, farming will begin to move from the temperate zone it resides in now in the U.S. and Canada north. I mean, that's one certainly one possible outcome, and agriculture is going to suffer, leading to perhaps a lot of the hunger that you saw not that far down line for us.
It's been about 4 years since I started doing your show, and the first time I was ever on your show, I talked about a contract that my former company did. My former company was made up of in the best and the brightest from the military remote viewing team that I hired. I trained them, and, you know, I hire them, I fire them.
Right.
In fact, many of those people will be showing up at the International Remote Viewing Conference in Las Vegas near your neck of the woods on June 15th to 17th.
That's right. You're going to be there?
I won't be there, but my colleague F.M. Bonzel will be there, and the creator, the designer of Mind Dazzle will be there. Anybody who wants to see this kit and use it and have first-hand experience, that will be there. But many of my old cronies will be there.
Oh, yeah, the all-stars of remote viewing,
that's
no question
right.
about it.
That's right. People I had hired in the original company, the founder of the International Remote Viewing Association, is one of my students. So these are all people that know me well.
I've been hearing a lot about the conference just over the hill from me.
It's a good thing Dr. Mitchell will be there. Edgar Mitchell will be the keynote speaker.
Right.
And so it's a very good thing. I encourage people to go to it and meet some of the principals involved in the remote viewing community.
All right.
Back to the weather.
Yeah, the weather. Where is there any way to tell, Ed, where the least affected areas will be? In the fairly near term. I mean, people always want practical information if they can get it. So where would be a better place to be than not?
The better places appear to be in the southern hemisphere.
Really?
Rather than the northern hemisphere in terms of food, Art. Food. Because the northern hemispheres are going to be subject to many more vicissitudes of weather change. And the southern hemispheres appear in terms of remote viewing over the horizon indicator and warning information that we have. We did a contract for Lawrence Rockefeller when he ran the Human Potential Foundation.
Oh, Lawrence Rockefeller.
Yes, years ago. As my a remote viewer, my remote viewing team, was contracted by him to study the ozone problem.
Mm-hmm.
We did a contract called Atmospheric Ozone Depletion, Projected Consequences, and Remedial Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And the results of that contract were there are no remedial technologies, the ozone layer is going. And in about 50 to 100 years, Earth is going to suffer tremendously as a result of that. And there will no longer be seasons.
Like now, you know, the scientists that are saying that the ozone layer will replenish itself when we stop putting CFCs by the tonful into the atmosphere. Why, there would be a period of time, the scientists said, and then the ozone would begin to replenish itself. Well, the holes are getting bigger and bigger still. Nobody's seen any replenishment yet, and you're saying they're not?
I stand by that. Negative. It's not going to happen. We are not going to be able to repair the damage in the ozone layer. It does not appear to be just a natural, periodic, cyclic thing in terms of geophysics. It appears that the damage, that if it is a cycle, that is, the ebb and the flow of the ozone hole, we have aggravated it. Us humans have aggravated it to the point where it cannot and will not, according to remote viewing over the horizon work, will not reestablish equilibrium. Earth will not reestablish homeostasis, and the ozone layer will decay and degrade to the point where a tremendous damage will be done. And that damage will be primarily the greatest amount of damage will be to the upper few feet of the ocean, phytoplankton, the very bottom of the food chain for the world. And that will start the very serious chain of events. Now, right now, you've seen over the years, I've been jumping up and down about frogs, eggs.
Yes.
Frogs and amphibians.
We talked about frogs years ago before the decimation of frogs began.
Right. Now, you see amphibians dying now because their eggs are exposed to higher levels of UV. They can't out of the way. They don't have umbrellas. They're not in the shade.
Correct.
But when the phytoplankton begin to die in the oceans, the very bottom of the food chain, that is the beginning of the end in terms of the ecosphere. That's ecocide at its grandest, and that is a result of the thinning of the ozone layer.
Ed, when you turned this report into Rockefeller, do you have any idea how it was received?
No, not really. Not really. We didn't get a lot of feedback on that. You know, the contractor paid his money, and we turned the report in, and we went on to do other things. So.
Mm-hmm. But you stand by that.
I stand by it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, well, other things that we've described are that because of the vicissitudes of weather, and I've said this on your program over the years, and now I think it's becoming immediately apparent, an in-your-face type of thing.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going to be able to raise food en masse like we used to raise it, regardless whether it's genetically engineered or not. We're just not going to be able to raise food without covering it and putting in hermetically sealed biospheres.
Mm-hmm.
When we do that, and we need to start doing it soon so the technology can mature, because the weather's going to degrade even further, these big, big biospheres will actually become the templates for human habitats. Humans will begin to migrate into these farms as the weather begins to degrade. The wealthier countries will be able to afford to do this. The third world, the lesser developed countries, will not have the money to do this, but they will not be hit so hard, except in Africa and in the Middle East. But
North America is got an X for a target written right all over it. Huh?
North America does, and the things you'll see first are the UK. The waters, and as I mentioned before, the fresh water in the UK will be completely die. There'll be dead water in the UK. The water will be totally, because of both pollution and the results of depleted ozone over British Isles, you're going to see dead water in the UK. It's sterile water. And right there, that'll be the zone that gets hit the hardest the first.
And what's your best guess about when we'll start to see these serious events? I mean, there's one way of looking at it, and that is that already there are very serious events going on in the UK, mad cow disease, and other things striking them in the UK that just seem
Okay. The key indicator.
Is there a relationship?
I'm not sure if there's a relationship between the current diseases, the bovine spongiform encephalopathy,
right,
and other things. But I will tell you what the touchstone here is: the canary in the mine. Almost a good analogy is the canary in the mine. When there's a gas leak, the canary keels over and you run the heck out.
That's right.
Watch the depletion of bird species all around the world, from Argentina.